Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Special 5th of May music, didn't you?
I know.
So exciting. Well, Andrew, I thought it was called Cinco de Mayo. No, you're right. I didn't know that.
Wait. Okay. Never mind.
You know how sometimes people will correct you on a thing where you're like, you think I didn't know that? It's like such an insulting thing. All right. Joining us now, we have Samantha Abel. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back. Good to have you. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. It seemed like a relatively light agenda last night, but that's because you were involved in a grand opening, right?
That's right, Andrew. That was by design. And so it was a relatively brief. We had some housekeeping matters, but otherwise it was a brief agenda. And then the council adjourned, and we went to our new sunset promenade at Mariner's Landing. Such a beautiful night. The dolphin showed up. That gorgeous sunset showed up. And so we were able to unveil our new sculpture called The Mariner. And that's from Randy New and Jared Pettigrew. And so that artwork was actually donated to the city in 2023. And then the council commenced to work on a design. The promenade is entirely designed around that public art sculpture. And so we had a lot of those groups that were involved in the input, from our advisory park board to our tourist development committee, lots of residents who all showed up. And the idea last night was to activate the promenade, to show people how it's supposed to operate. So we had a market with, florists and cotton candy and gymnasts from our Panhandle gymnast here. And it was just an absolutely beautiful, magical night. So that was, and we had a saxophone player. Can't leave that out because, man, that just really sets the mood. Talk about music, Andrew. So it was a beautiful night.
So I'm looking at it now on the YouTube video that you guys posted. I had not seen this, and I did not know this was the end design. But if you think about that, I'm going to do the geography in my head. It's the northwest corner. It's basically on the Gulf Breeze side underneath the bridge. The parking lot is underneath the bridge, and then you've got the boat ramp, of course, near. But at the far corner where you would sit or walk if you were going to watch the sunset, it's now a plaza. And if you the closest thing I can think of is it's got all kinds of cool ground tile work done that makes it look interesting. It's not the same size as like in Key West where they have that big performing area, but it's sort of reminiscent of that on a smaller scale with a bunch of palm trees and a bunch of other. It's amazing looking.
It is. And I will say, I don't think you'll find another promenade like it. I think we just did a great job of capturing the look and feel of Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze is cool. I mean, we're that 1970s state park vibe. You know, we want you to feel like you're sitting in the back of your station wagon enjoying that family, you know, pimento sandwich, you know, when you come into Gulf Breeze. You just take a big breath and just relax. And so that's what WAS architecture, I think they did a fantastic job. They showed us, you know, some other promenades throughout the U.S. that were reminiscent. But as you said, Andrew, this starts, it's on the west side along the water. It starts at the boat ramp and then it stretches all the way to that northwest corner. And that's where you have the plaza there with the new Mariner artwork. So big celebration. The artwork in itself is the fifth of a series that kicked off when we were commemorating our 50th anniversary as a city. Now, this is actually year 65. So there were some chuckles that it took 15 years to you know, complete the fifth in the series. But we also, you know, just took time to celebrate those other works of art by artisans. Fuego on the other side of Mariner's Landing, that lights up at night. That was actually the first within those five pieces of art. So it was just a beautiful community event. And, you know, this mayor and council, when they took office, they talked about what they would like their political platform to be. And reinvigorating our tourist-oriented waterfront is a major priority for this council. So it was exciting last night. You know, I'm always looking at the mayor and council to make sure, are they nodding or am I meeting, you know, the mark with what they were, you know, hoping for.
Right.
But at the same time, we're pivoting and we're going to be working next at Woodland Park. And then next, you know, still within 2026, we're hoping to break ground with some improvements at Shoreline Park South. So there's more to come.
No, that's great. And the Woodland Park one is going to be interesting. You know, that's a great little park that is in need of a little bit of love. And I love that, particularly back at Mariner's Landing, or what we used to call Wayside Park, Wayside, right? That's what we used to call it. Anyway.
There's plenty of waysides throughout the state of Florida. That's a placeholder name.
Connects all the way from the boat ramp north and then east and then south. And the other side has all, you know, the chairs and the swings and all that kind of stuff. It's a great little location now. We're talking to Sam Abel, and I had one other thing that I wanted to talk with you about, Sam. So hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on 98 westbound trying to get into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 10-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Now, Sam, you know I'm a wonk, nerd, whatever, political philosopher, you know, all of that. So I love to talk about things that people may not really understand. And you did something yesterday at Five Flags Rotary where you gave a presentation on something that people may or may not know. And it's important to know, especially in the state of Florida, which is the difference between home rule and Dillon's rule. And though people have heard home rule a lot, they have probably never heard Dillon's rule. What does it mean?
Well, it's important to know that for the majority of the country, they've only heard of Dillon's rule. Dillon's rule means that in your local community, you only have the local laws that the state government says that you have. I have worked in two states that are governed by Dillon's law before Florida. And in both of those, even if you are posting a local speed limit, if you're deciding smoking in a park, any local issue, you drive to the state legislature, and you try to find a sponsor of that local bill. And consequently, there are thousands of local bills that have to be decided by your state elected officials. That is the way that it was in the state of Florida until 1968, when the Constitution was changed for home rule. And the reason for that is they said, we are a big state. These are local issues. They need to be decided by the government that is closest to the people. To quote Thomas Jefferson, the government that is closest to the people best serves the people. What we are seeing now is a shift. It is a shift towards states like Georgia, where there's constant tensions, where the state legislature says, oh, we're home rule, except for where we say you're not.
Right.
And we'll decide that on a reactionary case-by-case basis as we're talking to large lobbyists and other large special interest groups. And so when we take up a new session, we may decide to preempt locals on local issues as we see fit. So we talked yesterday about some of those local issues that have been preempted to the state, short-term rentals. The rest of the country thinks Florida is nuts when it comes to short-term rentals, that locals cannot decide where those short-term rentals are best suited.
Yeah.
That has been preempted to the state. Same with 5G, same with, you know, those telecoms. There's so many issues. So we talked about that yesterday just so that our businesses, you know, represented by Five Flags Rotary, can have those conversations with their legislators and say, why are we going back to the 1960s and earlier in the state of Florida, where we felt local issues were best handled by the Capitol rather than the communities who are wrestling with these issues? And that's a conversation that we think is really important. You know, it matters to the Florida League of Cities. Our mayor and our city council have been recognized consecutively 2 years in a row as hometown heroes by the Florida League of Cities for taking up these issues.
Yeah, it's to me, you know, as a philosopher, I think of the Catholic doctrine of subsidiarity, which is the idea that the best government to handle any problem is the government smallest, local, most close and accountable to the people who elect it. The farther away, the higher it is, the more distant and less accountable it is, the less effective it's going to be. And so I'm a huge fan of home rule as a principle. I mean, basically, everything should be handled by your city or your county government unless it has to be managed by the state. And everything should be handled by the state unless it has to be managed by the feds. And that's the way it should work. But you're right. The move against home rule to preempt almost everything, or to like the property tax thing, to just throw a regulation on without any thought of how to handle the funding for it, these unfunded mandates or these, you know, undefunded mandates, if you want to think about it that way. It's a terrible trend that I had not expected in Florida, but I have noticed it certainly over the last 13 years that we've been here. And that's why I wanted you to explain, because I think people don't realize that not every state has home rule. And I would say a lot of times in Florida, we're kind of like, you know, well, home rule sometimes now, unfortunately.
That's right. And Andrew, if we have another minute, let me ask you this. This is another point that I brought up yesterday. We all know who our local officials are. There is another form of government called special districts. And so I asked Rotary yesterday, how many special districts do they think are in the three-county area? These are governments. These are forms of government created by the state of Florida. Just guess, Andrew, how many special districts you think would be in our three-county area?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the only thing I think of is like the water management district or whatever. Sure. But yeah. I don't really know beyond that. How many?
There are over 60.
What?
In the three-county area. Those are governments that affect how you live. These are governments. So when we talk about what is going to happen next with the state legislature, and if we do away with property taxes,
is that like the Pace Water System or Holly Navarre Fire? Are those what you're talking about,
yes,
or something else?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
These are governments that can provide any service.
I got you.
And so if your local government, who you know who your mayor and council are, right? But and we know ECUA, that utility authority,
right.
That's a government, right? And so we know who some of those are, but can you name the ones who are in your county? Can you name who has been elected or appointed? This is the point, because if those special districts are then picking up service delivery, which they will, they are right now providing service delivery, they'll be taxing more if we continue on this trend. Do you know who those individuals are? Are we moving more towards a more transparent government or a less transparent government? There are over 1,900 special districts in the state of Florida. Most states only have a few hundred special districts in the whole state. We compare to California and Texas and the number of special districts that we have. That is not transparent local government. And so we just wanted to encourage, I showed a slide, how many special districts are in Santa Rosa County and Escambia and Okaloosa. And we challenged our Rotarians, get to know who's on the board of these special districts, because they're already providing services. And if we continue on this trend, they're the ones you're going to be talking to about law enforcement, mm-hmm, natural resource management, and even your parks.
No, that really makes sense. And it's very difficult as a citizen to track, to know, to hold accountable. Look, it's hard enough to get somebody to recognize that this is a city function or a county function or a state function.
That's right.
Let alone if you add in the wrinkle of all these additional special layers and districts. And, you know, is that a school board thing or is that a county thing? And, you know, the average citizen, even a well-educated citizen, is almost impossible for them to keep up with all of this and, you know, certainly to comprehend it. And I know, look, it's my job to know these things, and I know I don't know all of them. You know, I kind of can name a few, but I certainly didn't know there were that many of them. So that's a really interesting note, Sam. So interesting presentation. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm glad we got the kind of the 5-minute recap here the day after. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
8:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are extremely productive at this. They sold 209 homes last year. That's 4 a week on average, week after week after week. And what the reason that matters is because what you might think, I know, is, well, they're so busy. How am I going to get personal attention? Well, weirdly, the reason they're so busy is because they give personal attention. It's kind of the opposite of what you would think. Like, they have people coming to them so much precisely because they have such a good reputation for taking good care of you and getting you all the way through to the result, which is not to list a house, right? It's not to put an offer. It's not to be, you know, have a scheduled closing. Like, the goal is to close the house, buying or selling, and they do it a lot. A lot of folks, you know, a lot of deals fall through, deals change, and that's not what you want. You don't want to, I mean, the last thing in the world you want to do is list a house and then not sell it. But that does happen, too, and sometimes they take over listings from other agents as well, which, unfortunately, in this market, that's a common enough thing. Well, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty a call. Add her to your list. If you have other people you're thinking about, that's fine. Okay, I don't, you know, I'm never shy to put my people that I represent up against other people. Include them on your list. That's all I'm saying. Find out if there's a difference, and then you make the choice that makes sense to you. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
We asked people we spoke with, what does it take to keep getting better with age?
Keep growing.
Remember where you came from. It's the foundation of who you are.
Show up for others. Learn something new.
Stay connected.
That's been our approach at Pennair for 90 years. Staying connected. Continuing to grow. and never losing sight of who we serve. PenAir Credit Union, 90 years strong.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Bravestone, welcome to Jumanji.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. How do you say happy in Spanish? Nobody.
All right. El Happy-O.
Sorry.
El Happy-O.
I tried.
Do you have any second language at all?
Banos? I know that word.
Banos.
I know uno, dos, tres. I mean,
oh, we're so American.
The important words.
I speak French at least and a teeny bit of Japanese. You did not amplify your reputation with that little interjection. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John.
That's right. If you're on Avalon Boulevard going southbound toward I-10 and on I-10 westbound, just right past the Avalon Boulevard exit, traffic is very slow right there. Expect a 15-minute delay. And also 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing an 8-minute delay. And that's about it.
You actually know the answer.
See.
What happy is in Spanish?
What?
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Name of the song? Wish you. Ba-bump Navidad.
Feliz.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
Problem solving on the air.
Look at what I've done. I have made a little Spanish enclave here in an English broadcast of a talk. I'm going to stop now. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
I am El Happy-O to provide some headlines today.
Yes.
Secretary,
I'd like a Feliz meal, please.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the Strait of Hormuz is being unblocked by Project Freedom as the war in Iran continues. Briefing reporters at the Pentagon here last hour alongside the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, and Hegseth described Project Freedom as being separate and distinct from Operation Epic Fury.
Okay, I'm going to apologize in advance for this joke.
No.
But here goes. Well, you heard about the giant tanker that spilled all the fiber. Well, yeah, that's what the doctor says. If you need to get unblocked, you put a bunch of fiber in the...
Fiber maxing?
Unclog the... All right. Yeah, no.
I gave it a little chuckle.
You know, I didn't deserve that at all.
I'm not proud of it, but I did.
You know, it's like Louis Pasteur had the saying, in order to have good ideas, you have a lot of ideas. In my adaptations, if you're going to have good jokes, you have a lot of jokes.
That's true. Yeah. You got to embrace them all.
I have a lot of jokes.
We'll keep working.
Go on.
We've got an update on Rudy Giuliani. He remains in the hospital battling pneumonia. Giuliani was rushed to a hospital in South Florida yesterday with severe respiratory issues that required a ventilator at one point. His spokesman says Giuliani is now breathing on his own and being monitored only as a precautionary measure. And the Trump administration is now investigating one of the largest all-women schools in the country for admitting transgender women. The Department of Education announced Monday that it's opening a Title IX investigation into Smith College in Massachusetts.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. We were talking just a minute ago about like Holly Navarre and some of the special districts. Sam Abel was talking about Dillon's rule versus home rule. And I guess that gives me the weird transitional opportunity here to talk about, did you see the fire chief? from Navarre Beach story. Now, look, I don't know this person, but now former Navarre Beach fire chief, Daniel Fury, I guess. I hope it's not fiery, but, you know, because fire chief. He had gotten a DUI, and he had gotten on probation for the DUI. It got reduced to a reckless driving, and he was on probation for a year. And all he had to do for his probation was to not use alcohol and drugs. Well, he's been arrested for testing positive for cocaine. And, well, I mean,
No.
He was originally driving 70 to 45 on Highway 87 on his motorcycle, smelled alcohol, refused the standard sobriety test, and then subsequently, after going through the whole process, tested positive for cocaine on probation for DUI. So we'll just leave it at that. I don't have anything to add.
I'm Therese Crowley, Project Freedom update.
We're not looking for a fight, but Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
There are more than 15,000 U.S. soldiers, sailors, and Marines in this area that are helping to escort these vessels. They are not actively riding alongside the vessels, but they are overwatching them. And so they have the ability to shoot down the incoming Iranian fire.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. A man with a gun spotted near the White House exchanged gunfire with Secret Service and was shot near the National Mall. He's being charged. A juvenile also shot will survive. The same day, a federal magistrate apologized to the California suspect charged with trying to kill the president at the D.C. Hilton for what he called unfair jail conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 63 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, the former Navarre Beach fire chief reportedly out of a job after being arrested for violating his probation by testing positive for cocaine. 56-year-old Dan Fury was booked into the Santa Rosa jail last Thursday morning and released the same day. A toxicology lab reportedly confirmed a positive cocaine test from an April 2nd sample. Fury was placed on a one-year probation in February after a 2025 DUI charge. He also failed to complete a required drunk driving impact panel. The Navarre Beach Fire Rescue District says it's searching for an interim chief and will conduct a permanent search. Fury due back in court on May 12th. Well, the judges just couldn't say enough positive things about Pensacola's Keela Richardson on American Idol Monday night. She did secure a spot in the top three. That means Keela Fest will happen on Wednesday. And Paula Abdul with these comments after a performance of Ike and Tina Turner's River Deep Mountain High.
Your vocal range is like a weapon. You can go from a whisper to a thunderstorm, and it feels like every moment is inevitable, and that's the mark of a true performer. And your confidence is blooming so beautifully.
And with Keela hitting that top three, downtown Pensacola coming to life tomorrow for Keela Fest, which includes a parade and a free concert at the Hunter Amphitheater. Idol cameras will also be filming around the area for a four-minute segment that'll air on a future episode of the show. Well, if you're a certified teacher and on the hunt for a job, Saturday could be your lucky day.
Scambia Public Schools hosting an in-person teacher hiring event in Pensacola for the 2026-2027 school year. The event happens Saturday 9 to 11 at West Florida High School. That's over on East Burgess Road. Full-time teaching positions are available for all grade levels. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Governor DeSantis is not ruling out another run for president at a conference on Monday. Day, DeSantis said, quote, "You never know," when asked about 2028, adding that he is proud of the leadership that Florida has provided. The governor currently sitting fourth in early GOP presidential polling, according to racetothewhitehouse.com. A Secret Service officer facing an indecent exposure charge after an incident at an airport hotel on Sunday in the Miami area. John Spillman was off duty when deputies say he followed guests to their room and exposed himself. The Secret Service called his conduct unacceptable. He's been placed on administrative leave. Well, this week is National Correctional Professionals Week. Escambia County honoring the men and women that work in its jail, community corrections, and work annex divisions. The observance was originally established by President Ronald Reagan in 1984 to recognize corrections professionals whose work frequently goes unnoticed by the public. Corrections Director Chief Rich Powell says that the department staff shows unwavering dedication and professionalism no matter what challenges they face. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 westbound just west of the Avalon Boulevard exit, you're seeing some minor delays due to that earlier accident. And also 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze experiencing a six-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. For Thursday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got a nice start to our day. It's 64 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. And your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening numbers from Wall Street. Markets are up a little bit this morning. The Dow up just under a half percent, 49,168.28. S&P up just under three quarters of a percent, 72,47.87. The NASDAQ up over eight tenths of a percent right now at 25,288.343. Our 10-year bond rate is down slightly at 4.42% this morning. Gold prices are up 55.40 at 45.88.70. Silver up 63 cents at 74.15. Now, looking at our oil prices, we've got 3.94. We've got down 3.94 for West Texas Intermediate. That's sitting at 102.48 a barrel. Brent crude is down 317 a barrel today. It's sitting at 111.27. Taking a look at our area gas prices. AAA is reporting a national average of 448 a gallon today. Our statewide average at 432 a gallon. In Escambia County, AAA reporting 395 for our average price. And 401 in Santa Rosa County. And taking a look at Bitcoin today. Our crypto prices are up across the board. Bitcoin's up just under 1,500 at 81,421.42. Well, Spirit Airlines says a massive and sustained increase in fuel prices is what forced the carrier to the ground or to ground its fleet. NBC's Tom Costello says the abrupt closure of the airline on Saturday is having an outsize effect on some airports.
Spirit's biggest hubs included Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Las Vegas, Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago, and Houston. In Atlantic City, Spirit made up 75% of air service, leaving customers searching for options.
And in court papers filed yesterday, Spirit said recent geopolitical events were a factor in their shutdown. Prices at the pump continuing to climb. The national average for a gallon of gas, again, $4.48 today. That is up a bit, quite a bit over a week ago, over 30 cents. We were at $4.17 a gallon. The Washington State Supreme Court ruling against a group trying to get voters to decide the millionaire's tax. The group was approved by legislature and the group Let's Go Washington trying to get that on a ballot. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. This is News Radio 92.3.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing ABC at the Fish House, featuring new spring menus at Jackson's and Angelina's, celebrate Mother's Day at Great Southern, celebrate Juneteenth at Five Sisters, and the 12th Annual Craft Beer Festival at the Fish House. All tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the Pensacola Navy Day celebration, May 8th through the 10th, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off on Friday, May 8th, with a golf tournament and black tie night at the museum gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On Saturday, May 9th, don't miss the 4K run walk and patriotic parade through downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Plaza de Luna with a family fun fest. And Sunday, May 10th, join us at Museum Plaza for a special Modern El Dorados concert presented by the City of Pensacola. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.org for details, lodging specials, and how to get involved.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes, I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Calais decision, and it provided the justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, not one to start a fight, but I'm absolutely going to start a fight. You ready?
Why? It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like it's Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Okay, and we could do the favorite alcohol for Cinco de Mayo. We could do the favorite food for Cinco de Mayo. We could do the favorite festivity.
Right, that's easy.
Those are all easy.
Let's do it. Oh.
No, I'm going to go very specific.
Oh, no.
I'm going to fight a very specific
battle.
Just
like planets?
Still bitter about that.
Yes.
Here's my very, very, very specific battle. What goes on a fajita? So here's what I'm telling you. They serve you the fajita, or you make them at home. I made some at home lately. They're so good. Okay, and it comes out, and you've got the chicken or the steak, or both. It's okay to have both. And then it's going to come with your onions and your peppers. Okay? And my question is, you put tortilla, you put meat, and then what? What else goes properly on a fajita? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have a very, very, very specific grudge I'm trying to settle with this. It's not my wife. It's not against me. It's against the restaurant industry. Okay? I get worked up about this. So here we go. 437-1620, John. If this doesn't go anywhere, by the way, I often say this. I have backup topics. We have already mentioned some of them. But okay, for Cinco de Mayo.
Right. So
what is the, and maybe, well, you know, fajita, that's Tex-Mex. It's not really Mexican. Shut up, shh, Karen. Okay, so John, 437.
You already said it.
Coming from Texas, you ought to know.
I know. Olé.
What goes on a fajita?
All right, so onions, cheese, guac. Cheese guac. I think that's about all I put on it.
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not.
Where are you from?
Onions are fine.
Yeah.
Peppers are fine.
Right.
That's it. At most.
But you need cheese.
No, you do not.
Cheese makes everything taste
better. No, it does not.
And guac does, too.
No, it does not.
Don't tell people this.
Tomatoes don't make it better.
No.
The sour cream does not make it better. Mm-hmm. Pico de gallo does not make it better. Maybe a squirt of the lime wedge. That's fine. That accents the flavor. It brings out the flavor. Oh, okay.
So that's acceptable.
Yeah. But let me recommend something to you that is going to sound like a bit of a, you know, Mexican food blasphemy. But here goes. I'm just telling you what my mouth says. Literally all the time.
Right. No. I'm like, what's different?
My speaking part of my mouth is telling you what my tasting part of my mouth says, which is this. There is only one correct way to eat a fajita. I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy for all our current and future residents? Presented by the Florida...
So despondent. Did you know economic development...
Presented by the Florida...
I really want to hear about the food, but I got to read this stupid thing. Go on, John.
By Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Isn't that obvious? Okay, so we're still dealing with the earlier accident that's causing some slowdowns on I-10 westbound, just west of Avalon Boulevard. So just be prepared for that. It's about a 3 to 4 minute delay. They've got the cars out of the way. 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze, experiencing an 8 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I have to do this.
I know, Andrew. I was like, I'll forget what my...
Hey, if you've got a kid who's struggling with math and you want to fix that problem, or, you know, honestly, it's the summer drain. You know, right now, kids are out of school or getting out of school, and, you know, you're going to, man, they need to keep up, right? You want them ready to go in the fall, ready to be ahead, stay ahead, and just keep up. And if they're not doing math during the summer, guess what? They fall back. They go back in their skill level. Well, Mathnasium can help with that. Not just for helping kids who, you know, have already had troubles, but maybe kids who are doing quite well, but you want to make sure and keep them on track so that they go into the fall sailing, ready to go, cruising. And you know what you'll find out is Mathnasium doesn't just fix problems, but they also build skills. You know, I think of them a lot of times as, you know, a lot of people think of them as like the remedial, you know, to fix problems. But I think of them as a coach. Like, they can help you be better and better, and they really do that all through the summer. So here's what you do. You go in for the free assessment. You just stop by and say, hey, bring my kid. Let's find out what they know and how they're doing. And then they will talk with you about a plan and, you know, what makes sense and how to keep your kid ready for school in the fall and not suffer the fall back that often happens, you know, the brain drying that happens during the summer. Mathnasium, great program. We love, we're good friends with the owners. My son taught there for a year. We believe in the program. Located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. All right, so I said.
Here we go.
Oh, and somebody texted, yes, John, it was really that obvious.
Sorry.
See,
my bad.
There's one school of thought when it comes to broadcasting that's like, when you make a mistake, pretend it didn't happen. And me, I'm more like, no, when you make a mistake, make fun of it, talk about it, do it.
We're human.
Because everybody knows. It's like the notion that, you know, when somebody leaves a station, you know, I always try to say goodbye to people. And, you know, a lot of radio stations like, pretend they never existed. Come on, man. We're here to, we're friends. You know, we have relationships and you're not dumb. You know, if you were dumb, you wouldn't listen. find something else to listen to. So, but you know, you're smart and I don't want to treat you like you're dumb. Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Where was I? So the correct thing to put on a fajita, tortilla, meat, peppers, and onions, but that's it. And maybe a squeeze of lime. That's it. Naked. Because everything else you add detracts from the flavor of the meat and the peppers, but particularly from the flavor of the meat. We found this out when we were doing our Men Who Cook thing. We did Men Who Cook with a carne asada, and we were really toying with whether to pair it with even the green sauce that you like so much, and we did, and we won with that. It's fine. But we tried dozens of different things to add to it. All it did was make you not taste the meat. It's like so many other things in cooking. If the base thing is great, it doesn't need much help. And help interferes, generally. I will tell you, if you want to, I know you're not going to believe me about this, but a hamburger cooked properly with a nice thick chunk of cheddar cheese on there, you need nothing else. And the more you add, the less you taste it. And honestly, even a bun can get in the way. Sometimes the breading can get in the way. So same thing for all your foods. Everything else you add interferes with the flavor. I actually had somebody try to tell me, well, you should, you know, package this carne asada in a burrito. Oh, so we can't taste the meat? You know, like.
You can still taste it.
You cannot. It interferes. It absolutely degrades the quality. Anyway, all right. 437-1620. Somebody says, on a fajita, you need salsa or pico de gallo. Somebody says, cheese and avocado. Somebody says, I may not know what goes on a fajita, but I do know what a fajita goes in. It's my mouth.
Exactly. I'm like,
there's a lot of knowledge.
Oh,
is this news? Andrew thinks too much. Welcome. All right, let's see. Refried beans, chicken, lettuce. Although it's kind of funny because it's no comma here. It just says chicken lettuce. And I wonder what that is. But cheese, guacamole.
Yes.
Somebody says, Vicky says, tortilla, sour cream, rice, meat, onions, peppers, cheese, dip. Or I mean, by that time, what's it? You don't even need the meat.
It's still there.
Barely. It's there for you. You can tell it's there when you're chewing.
Right.
But your taste buds don't
know.
Oh,
I can taste it.
Steak fajita with onion and cilantro. Cilantro's okay.
Oh, no, no. We can't add anything else. You just said that. That was the rule. So now you're adding planets.
When you go to El Asador, what do they put on the tacos? Barely anything. Oh. It's meat-centric. A little bit of onion, a little bit of cilantro. That's it. Maybe a little bit of cheese if you order it, but I mean, it comes pretty naked, and it's good. Let's see. Chicken fajita can go with anything, they said. For fajita purists, the key is that the meat can only be skirt steak. Okay. I mean, I got you on that. I'm more of an any meat'll do. You know, I'm pretty open about the kind of meat. You can use chicken breast, chicken thigh. You can use, you know, any kind of steak will do. I can, like the carne asada, it doesn't matter what steak you use. It's the sauce and the seasoning. Somebody says you got to add onions, steak, and somebody says, yeah, sometimes less is more. Thank you, James. I appreciate that. That's exactly right. Sometimes less is more. Also for talking. On steak.
I didn't say a word.
A little less, Andrew, is a lot more. Anyway, steak or shredded beef tacos, all I want is the meat, chopped onion, cilantro, and a squirt of lime juice. There you go. Simple. Try it, John. You know.
Well, if you bring it in,
can I add insult
to
analysis?
No.
Can I?
No.
You know why you like all that other stuff on there?
Because it's commercialized.
Because you're not eating good meat.
That's why I said bring it in. Let me taste the difference. How about that, big boy?
Okay, we're going to do 30 seconds on this, but Mexican beer, tequila, or margarita today? What's your drink of choice today?
Just tequila.
Just straight tequila?
Why not?
See you in the morning.
I know, right? If I'm here, I'll be like, Andrew.
Anything but tequila for me.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola, you don't have to drive to 30A or Destin to get a wonderful beach house. Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach is over 5,000 square feet with 9 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a private heated pool, and big wraparound porches for 26 adults. It's built on sand level, so grandparents, toddlers, and anyone with mobility issues can enjoy the beach without climbing flights of stairs. Host a family reunion, milestone birthday, or small beach wedding, and keep everybody under one roof instead of scattered in hotel rooms. Right now, they're featuring special staycation pricing for local residents on available dates at Casa de Luna. Call 850-485-7222 to check dates and ask for local rates. Again, 850-485-7222. See pictures and link to the comprehensive VRBO listing. Go to CasaDeLunaPensacola.com. That's CasaDeLunaPensacola.com.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
You lose concentration of fighting your dead meat.
Yes, Sensei.
What?
Yes, Sensei.
Well, why don't you drink tequila, Andrew? Why does anybody who doesn't drink tequila not drink tequila?
Tequila!
Because we had an incident!
Would you like to share with the group?
Spring Break, 1991. I mean, you know. I'll do the margarita. Okay. I'll do the Long Island iced tea.
Right.
It just that smell of straight up...
Poor Andrew.
No. You know, do you know all the lyrics to the song?
I know tequila!
That's the one. I think it's so dumb, but it shows you where I'm at. I love when people do that. I gotta let it pay off
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm like,
fine.
Tequila.
You know, when people come out and perform this song,
mm-hmm.
as singers. This makes me laugh. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
All right, let's see here. No new accidents to let you know about. We're still seeing some delays on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. Experiencing about a 7-minute delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, so my dad actually listens to the show, and he just sent me a text. And this is actually a good note. I'm glad he sent this in. He says one of the things he thinks is that Americans just eat too fast. Like eating becomes a finisher. Like
so
check it up. Like,
I can put the stuff on there and enjoy the steak.
Okay, this is you're fighting the wrong battle now, John. He says they eat while scrolling and watching TV. Oh man, is that true?
No.
And they don't really focus on the food and the taste and the texture. He says like I do. Also, the food's been conglomerated and has found adding of all kinds of artificial sweeteners and flavors. That's you know instead of more food. And you know this is something. I don't say this all that often. There's a lot of things I could tell you that I just don't think of to tell. You know what you should do? If you ever want to really enjoy food, you know the best way to enjoy food, since we're talking about Cinco de Mayo and food
tell
and all
me.
That, close your eyes and chew it. I know it's going to be weird, and I know people will look at you. It's okay. Trust me, if you have even mediocre food, but especially if you have ever have good food,
mm-hmm.
close your eyes and eat it. It's an entirely different experience to eat when you're not looking at anything. Because, you know, it's kind of like...
After you put it in your mouth. Yeah, you got to make sure... I'm like, wait a second. I need for it to go.
I got that straight into my cheekbone. No. Yes. Put it in your mouth. I'll do this sometimes like with sushi. I don't do it as much, but you can do it with anything that's good. You really do with anything. Because he's exactly right. When you're... Yeah, like if you're watching TV, you're not paying attention to the food. And even when you're talking, if you're talking to a person, you're not paying attention to the food. And it's not that talking is bad. It's just that, you know, if you really want to enjoy food, close your eyes and pay attention. What happens is it's kind of the old problem that if, you know, your visual takes up so much of your brain's computing capability that when your eyes are closed, it has to amplify everything else. And so all of a sudden you become aware of not just flavor and texture, but position in your mouth. Different kinds of taste buds are in different portions of your mouth. And so you will actually, you start to experience the food in a kind of a three-dimensional way. I'm just telling you, this is what happens. No, I wasn't high when I learned this.
Or with tequila. I mean, I was just curious.
You know what you should also try is some LSD. No.
Close your eyes.
If you're, and I know this is probably a pretty unlikely outcome, but if you're ever with me and I encounter really good food, I will deliberately close my eyes to taste it even more so because it is so much more enjoyable and interesting and vivid. So test me on this. You know, you go try it. Now, if you go try it with some mediocre, bland American food like a McDonald's hamburger. It will actually make it better. Anything will be better. But try it with really good food. Prove me wrong. But at least, and I agree with my dad, you know, eat slowly. This is why, you know, taking time with the meal, not doing something else while the meal is happening, not driving and eating. And you're like, well, I have to with my schedule. You don't have to. Make time for the things that are important. And by the way, slowing down your digestive process over time will make it digest better. It's better for your overall health. You'll feel fuller sooner, which means you won't overeat as much. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio.